Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Leaves in the Library art installation celebrates library's 150th anniversary, by Julie M. Cohen. When Tova Speeder and Lily Weitzman began discussing ideas for creating a community art installation in celebration of Newton Free Library's 150th anniversary, they knew they were on the same page when they came up with the idea for Leaves in the Library. Weitzman, the library's manager of programs and communication, and Newton artist Spader are spearheading a collaborative project that involves community participation during upcoming workshops and visits to the library. The piece will be put on display on March 15th as the final event in the library's sesquicentennial anniversary festivities. "I think it's really exciting that the piece will be there at the culmination of the celebration," said Speeder, who works as a community muralist, art educator, and art therapist. "There are layers of symbolism in the project, starting with its name, since leaves are synonymous with pages. Imagining a library as a forest of books," Speeder said that through this project, visitors will help create hundreds of colorful leaf-shaped cutouts that will be used in the piece. "The fact that the elements are made of paper also connects the installation to the library. Participants first choose a color to correspond with their favorite literary genre. For example, mystery is red and nature is green. They then use watercolor, crayons, or dot markers to decorate their paper leaf or leaves in that shade. When finished coloring, artists are encouraged to write the name of their favorite book from that genre on the cutout." "It just felt like a really fun and vibrant part of the project," said Weitzman. "The final piece will be both beautiful and a way to connect with other people after reading their book recommendations," said Speeder. "The whole library is about community," she said, adding that participating in the creation of Leaves provides an opportunity for the public to contribute directly to the library. Weitzman said the finished artwork will be displayed in the community room next to the Drucker Auditorium from March 15th through the summer, and then may go on hiatus to make room for a different exhibit. The public can join in the creation of leaf-shaped cutouts that will be incorporated into Leaves in the Library by taking part in one of three workshops offered by Speeder at the library. On February 19th from 3:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., there will be a workshop for children in the children's room. On February 19th from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., there will be a workshop for teens in the teen area. On March 3rd from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., there will be a workshop for adults in the Drucker Auditorium. For those who cannot attend an upcoming group workshop and wish to include the names of their favorite books in the installation, there are colored leaves available at the front desk. Visitors are encouraged to pick a leaf and just add the title's name. In addition, people can record the names of books they love on the Google form linked in the article. The art reveal and final event for the library's 150th anniversary will take place on Sunday, March 15th, from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. in the Drucker Auditorium. That's all for today's Fig City News Podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.